He held me on his knee while I examined his watch, and he made it strike for me. He understood my signs, and I knew it, and loved him at once. But I did not dream that that interview would be the door through which I would pass from darkness into light, from isolation to friendship, companionship, knowledge, and love. Dr. Bell advised my father to write to Mr. Anagnos, director of the Perkins Institution in Boston, the scene of Dr. Howe's great labors for the blind, and ask him if he had a teacher competent to begin my education. This my father did at once, and in a few weeks there came a kind letter from Mr. Anagnos, with comforting assurance that a teacher had been found. This was in the summer of 1886, but Miss Sullivan did not arrive until the following March. Thus I came out of Egypt and stood before Sinai, and a power divine touched my spirit and gave it sight, so that I beheld many wonders, and from the sacred mountain I heard a voice which said, "Knowledge is love and light and vision."